This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Palestinian officials say Israeli airstrikes on Gaza have killed at least 10 people, including a senior militant, and wounded 55 others. Palestinian militants fired a barrage of rockets into Israel hours later. Israel claims it's responding to a quote-unquote imminent threat after days of tensions following the arrest of a senior Islamic Jihad leader in the occupied West Bank. Israel and the Hamas militant group ruling Gaza have fought four wars and several smaller battles over the last 15 years. American employers added a stunning number of jobs last month despite raging inflation and recession fears, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
528,000 jobs.
Here at the White House, President Biden is celebrating, and many economists are surprised after employers added more than double the jobs predicted. It was the best hiring month since February. The economy has now recovered all 22 million jobs lost in the pandemic's early days, and the unemployment rate is down to 3.5%, matching a more than 50-year low. For now, Wells Fargo senior economist Sarah House says one debate is over.
The recession clock hasn't started ticking yet.
The economy did contract in two straight quarters, a common but informal definition of a recession. Some economists say with the Federal Reserve likely to keep boosting interest rates in a bid to ease inflation, a recession may be coming. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, VOANews.com. This is VOA News. French Prime Minister Elizabeth Borne has warned France is facing its most severe drought ever recorded and announced the activation of a government crisis unit. Borne said in a written statement Friday many areas in France are going through what she called a historic situation as the country is hit with its third heat wave this summer. The government's crisis unit will oversee monitoring the situation in the hardest hit areas. It will coordinate measures like bringing in drinking water to some places. French energy giant EDF said on Friday it had to temporarily cut power production to at least two of its nuclear plants, which use river water to cool reactors. Rwanda's government is rejecting a report by United Nations experts saying they have solid evidence members of Rwanda's armed forces are conducting operations in eastern Congo in support of the M23 rebel group, whose deadly resurgence has led to growing Congo-Rwanda tensions and talk of war. Rwanda insists that the report is, quote, a tactic to distract from real issues and contains false allegations. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will visit both countries next week, with the deadly turbulence in mineral-rich eastern Congo leading the agenda. In the U.S., New York State health officials are upping their call for residents to get vaccinated against polio, citing evidence of new community spread. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
They're describing it as the tip of the iceberg. In a statement, New York Health Commissioner Dr. Mary Bassett warns residents that for every one case of paralytic polio observed, there may be hundreds of other people infected. The polio virus has now been found in wastewater samples in both Rockland and Orange counties, both known as centers of vaccine resistance. Bassett is urging the community to get inoculated to keep from suffering the fate of an unvaccinated young adult who developed paralysis, the first person known to be infected with polio in the U.S. in nearly a decade. I'm Jennifer King.
Recapping our top story, Palestinian officials say Israeli airstrikes on Gaza have killed at least 10 people, including a senior militant, and wounded 55 others. Palestinian militants fired a barrage of rockets into Israel hours later. Israel claims it's responding to what it called an imminent threat after days of tensions following the arrest of a senior Islamic Jihad leader in the occupied West Bank. And an Islamic Jihad commander was among those killed Friday, raising the likelihood of a wider conflict. Find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.